Are you convincing yourself that you don't know what to do and that you're stuck, when really what's happening is you don't have certainty and you want it? Those are two different things. Not knowing what to do or being stuck is totally different from not having certainty. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series mini episodes that air between our full length Monday and Saturday episodes so that you can connect every day, even if just for a few minutes, with the change you want to make and how you're going to go about pursuing that change today, even if you have a long day at work, even if you're not feeling well, even if the day didn't start strong, even if the week's been a little bit of a train wreck. I talk to a lot of people who are convinced that they don't know what to do, when in reality, what they're trying to say is, I want certainty and I don't have certainty and I'm not going to move forward until I feel like I have certainty. Here's the deal. You do not need certainty to move forward, and you need to be somebody who is willing to move forward without certainty. Let me give you an example, and I said this a couple days ago. I think it's really valuable to hear and see and consider examples that are not so close to home that you just put your defenses up and can't see it because it's too personal. As a business owner, there are 1,000, maybe 1 million different next steps I could take. And that could be starting something new. That could be changing the approach that I have to emails, to social media, to the podcast. On any given day, there are a million ways I could proceed. And if I say, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to do, and then I use that as the reason to do nothing, what I'm saying is I'm not certain of my next right step and I want certainty, and I'm going to stand here and just think about it and consume more information until I have certainty. You might sometimes feel like you have certainty, but you don't know for certain that what you're doing is the right thing. And the only thing that's ever going to tell you that is your experience. You don't need certainty. You want certainty. You don't need to take the best next step. You just need to take a next step. And you are going to learn so much more quickly from being in action than you are going to learn from thinking about what your action could or should be. Let me be very explicit about this. You want certainty. You do not need certainty. There's not a precise order of operations that has to be in place for you to lose weight or get out of debt or build a business. There's not. You might want there to be, but there's 1,000 different ways to get where you're trying to go. And you want to know the right way. There's 1,000 different right ways. Stop overvaluing certainty and start getting into action. Do not be somebody who will not act when you don't have certainty, because even if you think you have certainty, it's just a feeling. It's not the actual precise and only way to move forward. Action is going to give you the most reliable answers. I'll see you tomorrow.